I request Trustee Macmillan to welcome and install the new student trustees. I'd like to invite our three student trustees. Trustee Matthew Reschke, he represents the Urbana campus. We have Trustee Bogdan Zevert Otney. I thought the Indian names were only difficult. Bogdan is from Chicago campus, and Derek Felix from Springfield campus. Would you join Trustee Macmillan?
Very good.
For your welcome and...
Thank you, Chairman. Matt, Dan, Derek. The statutes of the state of Illinois provide that there shall be, I quote, one voting student trustee designated by the governor from one campus of the university, and one non-voting student member from each campus not represented by the voting student member. That's the technical definition. The method of selecting student members has been determined by campus-wide student referenda on each of the campuses of the university. The student members serve a one-year term beginning July 1 of each year. In the installation of all members of the board, we tend to emphasize the duality of responsibilities of being trustees. On the one hand, a deep interest and loyal support of the university. On the other hand, the stewardship in behalf of the people of the state of Illinois. And it's the difficult interrelationship which, as trustee, one must define and carry out for oneself, but in no way an incompatible one. Inevitably, student members feel a kinship and an accountability to the student body. We talked a little bit about that yesterday. On the other hand, no less than any of us, the view of the university and its services necessarily must be broader than any one student's constituency or any one campus. It's a challenge, and it's a challenge of perspective for us to maintain, and a learning process for all of us. As a member of the Board of Trustees, I welcome you to the Fellowship of Responsibility and invite your interest and contribution to the deliberations of this board. Again, congratulations to each of you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Well, welcome to all the student trustees, Matthew, Bogdan, and Derek. Join the very important body. Now, let's call the meeting to order, and I'd like to request Secretary to call the roll.
Mr. Bruce. Madam.
Here.
Dr. Carroll.
Here.
Mr. Norris.
Here.
Mr. Epley. Mr. Felix.
Here.
Mr. Macmillan.
Here.
Mr. Montgomery.
Here.
Governor Quinn. Mr. Reschke.
Here.
Dr. Schmidt.
Here.
Mr. Shaw.
Here.
Mr. Vickery.
Here.
Mr. Zabrotny.
Here.
Thank you all.
Well, before we do anything else today, I like to read the statement which I read on behalf of the University Board of Trustees and the administration leadership. As a group and with full agreement, we have prepared a statement regarding the admissions problem currently facing our university. The university's board of trustees and administrators are deeply concerned about this problem. We are proud to serve this great university and the people of Illinois who entrust its care to us. We are committed to ending any misuse of the administration process, whether it is intentional or unintentional, wherever it may exist or from whomever it may emanate, including the University Board of Trustees. We want to assure everyone that we are working diligently to correct the problem. Publicly, we are fully cooperating with the admissions review commissions appointed by Governor Quinn and chaired by Judge Mikva In addition to thousands of pages of documents, we have provided the commission with the university officials for public testimony and interviews. At the same time, internally, we are conducting our own extensive review of the university's admission policies and procedures and examining the best practices we can adopt to make our system exemplary. Our work is guided by three principles: fairness to applicants, equality of access, and transparency in the process. Soon we'll be reporting those results of our internal examination and anticipated actions to the Admissions Review Commission. In the meantime, we ask for the patience and support of everyone who has a stake in this university as we work through a focused and deliberative process that will help us create an admission system that is transparent, free of undue influence, and fair. The public crisis will pass, but our commitment to this university and to restoring confidence in our admission system will not waver. Be assured that our commitment is permanent and absolute. Thank you so much. Later on, our press spokesman, Tom Hardy, will distribute this statement to the press. May I request President White now to introduce the university officers and Senate observers.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, and first let me say thank you for that statement. The administration continues to be committed to full cooperation with the commission headed by Judge Abner Mikva. We are engaged in the review and we are committed to improvements in our admissions process. Thank you. At this time, I'd like to introduce the Treasurer of the University of Illinois, Lester McKeever of Washington, Pittman & McKeever. Our Chancellor is Richard Herman from Urbana-Champaign, Paula Allen Mears from Chicago, Richard Ringeisen from Springfield. The University Officers, Vice President for Academic Affairs, Mina Rao. Vice President, Chief Financial Officer, Comptroller, Walter Knorr. Vice President for Technology and Economic Development, Avijit Ghosh. University Counsel, Tom Barrows. Executive Director for Governmental Relations, Director of Federal Relations, Rick Schell. Executive Director for University Relations, Tom Hardy. Secretary of the Board of Trustees and the University, Michelle Thompson. Many of these people will be participating in today's meeting by making presentations and responding to your questions. Joining us today is faculty Senate observers, representing the University Senate's Conference, Joseph Finnerty, Professor of Finance, College of Business, Urbana. Representing the Urbana-Champaign campus, Joyce Tolliver. Where's Joyce? Hi, Joyce. Associate Professor of Spanish, College of Liberal Arts and Sciences, Urbana, and newly elected Chair of the Urbana Senate Executive Committee for the 2009-2010 academic year. Representing the Chicago campus, Philip Patston, Associate Professor of Oral Medicine and Diagnostic Sciences, newly elected Secretary of the UIC Senate and Chair of the UIC Senate Executive Committee beginning August 15, 2009. Thank you for serving. Pardon me. Representing the Springfield Campus Senate, John C. Martin, John, Assistant Professor of Astronomy and Physics, College of Liberal Arts and Sciences. Also in attendance, Nicholas C. Berbulis, Professor of Educational Policy Studies, Grace Wycall Gautier, Professor, College of Education, Chair of the Urbana Senate Executive Committee. Thank you for everything, Nick. Elliot Kaufman, Professor of Biochemistry and Molecular Genetics, College of Medicine, Chicago, who will honor shortly. Tifen Ting, Assistant Professor of Environmental Studies, Chair of the Senate Executive Committee, and Chair of the Springfield Senate. Mr. Chairman, thank you for the opportunity to make the introductions.
Thank you, President Wright. May I request Professor Elliot Kaufman, please, to join President Wright and me at the lectern.
You go first. I'll hold
Professor Kaufman, thank you for your capable leadership of the University Senate Conference for the past year. On behalf of the board, I wish to present to you with this token of your esteemed leadership.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to speak personally about Professor Kaufman and say he's one of the university's finest citizens. I think he exemplifies leadership and shared governance, which is a core value at the University of Illinois. I think the constructive approach he has taken to challenging issue after challenging issue is really exemplary. And I want to personally take this opportunity to say thank you, Elliot, for all of your service. You're going to move on to new service roles, I'm sure, because we really can't do faculty governance without Elliot Kaufman. So I'd ask you to please join me in thanking him.
Unprepared and almost speechless, but as you know, that never actually happens to me. I appreciate this, and let me just say it's been my pleasure and honor and privilege to work with all of you, and I'm just overwhelmed by your recognition. Thank you.
Now to turn to today's meeting, we have an agenda that includes 29 items. We will also have two committee meetings and an executive session. So our next business is to have a public comment session. At this time, I'd like to remind those who will address the board that they will each be given 5 minutes to present remarks. The first speaker is Ms. Jacqueline O'Day. Is Ms. O'Day here? Well, if she is on her way, we'll go to the second speaker.
I think Derek has.
Oh, yeah? She's stuck in traffic. She's on her way.
She's stuck in traffic.
Okay, that's... Well, let's go with Mark Thompson. Mr. Thompson, are you here? Would you
right
go to
right
that?
Good
morning.
Morning.
Abraham Lincoln once said, "The philosophy of the schoolroom in one generation will be the philosophy of government in the next. As appropriate as it is pathetic that the philosophy of Bill Ayer's curriculum is the philosophy of our current administration, an anti-American socialist philosophy that is the antithesis to the Republic of America, an embedded enemy that President Lincoln would wage a civil war against. A socialist is a socialist, a seditionist is a seditionist, and a propagandist is a liar, often by omission. Sedition is an active and aggressive overt action that works to undermine and overthrow a government and is punishable by a military court. Sedition is fully defined in Bill Ayer's works as a distinguished professor at the University of Illinois. Today we have the smoking gun, as this radical teacher's message is now President Obama's political platform.